Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Just celebration taking us back to church. Aputanda kona. And I see, Paul, you were dancing wherever you were. You're like, what a song. Thanks, what a song. And before that, it was Busika Tebe, Kim Mang Yatswanang de Morena.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
The Des Radio Council. And yes, we are with you right here on Just For You. On Zos Yir Tot Elf Yir. And I guess nearly any. But I'm joined now by my queen. Pastor. You are a pastor. Ah, you are a pastor. Wait to tell you, Mama. Mama, wait to pastor.
Thank you.
And I'm talking about Ambassador Prudence Muchiwi. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you. Glad to be here this morning with the Radio Pulpit family once again. I'm just like family now.
You are.
I'm family you now are. As well. Yes, so I'm always pleased to be here.
I was talking about the summit, the Champions Conference, actually, that will be happening on the 29th. Tell us a little bit about that.
So on the 29th of June, we have the International Marketplace Summit, Marketplace Champions Conference. So we have five champions in the marketplace and in ministry that are going to come out and tell you how can you be a steward of kingdom wealth. And so we have Nico Jacobs, who is a CEO of the South African Futures Trust, and they are helping SMME. So that's what he does every single day. They've got a fund and they help entrepreneurs all the time in terms of financial support and in terms of non-financial support, because businesses needs a lot of help to survive. And so Nico Jacobs is there. We have Pastor Samson Sule, who is also a minister of the gospel, and he also runs several thriving businesses in different industries. So there's lots of lessons to learn from him. We also have insights that we're going to get from Pastor Ndibu. She's also coming. She's currently a director, HR director in the marketplace in HR. And she's also coming. She's been in ministry for over 22 years.
Wow.
So she is coming with a whole wealth of knowledge of how we can walk in purpose and how we can steward kingdom wealth.
And there'll be a lot of networking as well.
There will be a lot of networking, and that is very key. You know, I was mentioning the other day, it's not just what you know, it's also who you know. Sometimes it could be as simple as someone connecting you, and God does that. God brings us across people, and those people are able to help us to get to our next level.
Yeah.
So networking, definitely there will be networking. Then myself as well, I'm going to be the host. And I'm bringing everybody in the room just for you. I'm bringing all these powerful marketplace champions just for you. And then we also have Reverend Sade. Oh my goodness, Reverend Sade is from Waterfalls Ministry, and she talks about God's economy. Now, if we look at what is happening in the world and in the economies of the world, and if we look at the exchange rates, if we look at the rand, we definitely need to insulate ourselves against this, and we need to operate in God's economy. So she is going to be there to talk to us about God's economy, multiple streams of income. She's always talking about how can we translate ourselves? What are the principles in God's economy? So don't miss all of these insights. Don't miss what the champions are saying. Don't miss what how they are operating and how are they surviving in their marketplace. And that is why it's the best of both worlds, because it's not just pastors who are coming to tell you how to operate in the marketplace. These are marketplace champions. They've had at least 20 years of experience, each one of them. So we are bringing more than 100 years of experience onto that particular day to come and talk to you about how are you going to thrive in your marketplace yourself. Just get ready. It's time for your next level, and it's time for you to believe God for kingdom wealth. It's time. So we are going to be at 133 First Road, Lynbrook Park, Sandton. We're starting at 9 o'clock sharp. If you come in advance, in fact, we also have the opportunity for you to come and showcase your books, if you have a Christian author, your products, your services. We want to give visibility to kingdom businesses. So if you've got products and services, we sell them right there. So you can book an exhibition table to come and show us your goods, and people are going to be purchasing from you on that day. And as Sibongile was saying earlier, it's about networking with everybody in the room. The person you are looking for may be in the room that day. And just trust God, because amazing people are going to come across industries, industry leaders, business owners, And we're going to have people online. So who knows that you may not even make a connection with someone internationally that you want to sell your products in their country or make a connection in that country. So you cannot miss your date with destiny
right
on the 29th of June at 9 a.m. sharp.
And we call which number if you'd like to be there.
Yes. So we have a link, but the number to call, our WhatsApp number is 063-361-4417. Mm-hmm. 063-361-4417. Don't wait for the show to start. Start texting that number now. And we will send you the link to register. Did I forget to say that it's free? It doesn't even make sense. Why is this conference free when all these powerhouses are coming? Mm-hmm. We are stretching our faith because we want to be a blessing to the believers, to the professionals, to the people in the kingdom of God. So all our future conferences are not going to be free. So we want you to take advantage of this opportunity.
Right.
We are bringing all these people and we are sowing seeds into your lives and to advance the kingdom of God. So come be blessed and come in faith because we are releasing our faith.
And I think somebody who has been struggling to start in the business space, maybe they want to sell a certain product or yes. produce or manufacture or whatever, it might be your breakthrough. Because there's so many people who are struggling. They start and they stop and start again. It's a circle. They never get a breakthrough. Yeah. And maybe this is what you exactly need.
Absolutely. And that is it. Because we are also ministers of the gospel. All the graces will be in the room. The anointing will be there. Impartation will be there. So really, as I said, we are bringing the spiritual. We are bringing the marketplace champions. So don't miss it. And the hardest part sometimes is for people to start. The hardest part sometimes is just to make that decision. And sometimes you're in a corporate job and you get your salary every month, but God has laid it on your heart that there's something that is put in your hand, which we're going to talk about today, your skills, your abilities, your talents, and you just are in doubt, you're in fear, you are not making that move. So this may just be the encouragement that you need to take that bold step and to launch in what God has in store for you.
Family, do remember the 29th of June this month.
Yes.
We are already in that month.
Listen, three and a half weeks away.
We are already in that month. And so it's happening. Do make sure that you don't miss such a great opportunity to go and get this information. Not only information, also breakthroughs, also an anointing in that space, networking. Who knows, on Monday after this Saturday, you might be starting at a new job or going into a new partnership with somebody.
I'm telling you, the last conference, in fact, last May, we had the first Marketplace Champions Conference. People had breakthroughs on the day. There was someone who left there, called me, said, I want to sow a seed into the minute. Like, why? She said, as I was sitting there, somebody called me and they said they are going to give me new business and they paid me in advance. Because there was a strong anointing in that place, and it's always the case.
Who knows?
So you never know. So come and be blessed. Move to your next level. It is time.
Get the link.
Kinako.
Get the link on 0633. Is it?
361-4417. 063-361-4417. And also on our Facebook page, on our YouTube, on our Instagram, International Marketplace Summit, and on Instagram, marketplacesummit.online.
Yeah, take advantage of this opportunity. Ma says the others that are going to come, they would be paid for. But this time around, this is for free. Use it fruitfully. We're talking gifts today, spiritual gifts.
Yes.
Let's go into it. I know you touched a little bit last time with Ayan. Yeah. Prayer was number one. Okay, let's go.
So those were spiritual weapons that we use in the marketplace, but spiritual gifts is something different.
Let's do that.
So do you want to talk about spiritual gifts? I just want to tell the listeners that Sibongile has forced me to finish this talk on spiritual gifts. So here I am.
Let's do it. Let's finish
that. So there
we go.
Yeah. So family, as I said last time, how I got to this topic Back in 2018, the Lord said to me, go to the church, go to the body of Christ, and go and teach about the gifts that I've given to people. You know, sometimes when we are out there and we are struggling, we don't know that God has given us gifts.
Yeah.
Every single one of us on the planet Earth. I'm not just talking about believers.
Mm.
I'm talking about God has created all of mankind. He says he created us both male and female, and he blessed the man. One of the blessings that God has given us is he created us in his image and likeness. And it says after that, God said to the man, bless the man, said, be productive and increase, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and walk in dominion. That is the pattern that God wants for every single human being that has been created in his image and his likeness. Now, through the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ, we then have the opportunity to be in relationship with God. But every human being that has been created, because we have the Spirit of God in us, that's what gives us life, right? When God created man, it says he breathed into man and he became a living soul. So that breath of God in us, that creativity of God in us, that likeness and image of God in us has resident in it these gifts, these talents and abilities. So we want you to explore, what are they talking about? What are my gifts? I never thought about this. So God has given you something. So when people are saying, you know, I don't have anything to do, they may not have gone and be educated in a particular field or area, that despair not, because you are still created in the image of God and God has given you some gifts, some talents and abilities. The opportunity just for you is to start to think about this, to read the word, to pray and ask the Holy Spirit, what are my spiritual gifts? So there are three places in the Bible where God has put out a list of the gifts that he has given to us. So there's a gifts of God in Romans 12, verse 6 to 8. There are the gifts of Jesus in Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. And then the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4 to 12. So there's a list of gifts. So if you are a person who like list, what exactly are these gifts? They are there in the Bible. And today I'm going to spend a little bit of time to unpack these gifts so that you can also go away and look at some of the careers that are tied to these gifts. And why are we doing this? In this stewarding of kingdom wealth, Lord, what do I have in my hand? You know, when God came to Moses, the one of the first things he asked him,
what do you have in your hand?
And our response normally is like Moses. Lord, I don't have anything in my hand, just this stick. I don't have anything, just the stick. But if you can see spiritually, if you can see with prophetic eyes, that stick, if you read the story of Moses, that stick went wherever he was. Even when he faced the Red Sea, there was nowhere to go. His enemies were coming the one side. The Red Sea was on the other side, totally blocked in. Moses was like, okay, what do we do now? God will always instruct him, move forward. Where's the stick? Lift up the stick. Lift up the rod. Go to Pharaoh. Go to the Nile. Lift it up. Lift it up. Throw it on the ground. The stick became a snake and it ate up the other serpents that were there. So the thing that you think is nothing in your hand, God is saying to you today,
it's exactly what I want to use.
The anointing is falling on me now. The Lord is saying to you today, do not underestimate and lowly esteem what I've given to you. Everyone has a gift and God wants you to explore that gift, to esteem that gift and to use that gift. And that gift is the thing that is going to lead to your promotion in the body of Christ and even your promotion in the marketplace. Because look at Joseph, the story of Joseph. I love it because Joseph was just interpreting dreams and people wouldn't think anything of interpreting dreams. Yes, I interpret dreams. The dreams come to pass. But that interpretation of dreams right from the beginning is the very thing that we see in Genesis 41, that Moses, Joseph is called out of prison that morning. I've dropped the mic right there. You may be saying, oh, but I don't have this. Oh, but I have been to prison. Oh, but I have a criminal record. Oh, but I don't have education. He was in prison that morning, but because he esteemed that gift and kept on interpreting dreams, someone said, oh, there was a guy who, when the Pharaoh wanted his dreams interpreted, there was a guy in prison some years ago, he interpreted our dreams, and the Pharaoh said, go and get him immediately. The Bible tells us they went and got him. They had to shave him. They had to put other clothes, get off those prison clothes. So somebody is here listening to me this morning and you are wearing those prison clothes. You are trapped in prison, in limitation, limited thinking, not esteeming your gift. God wants you to esteem your gift today. And that morning, he was brought out of prison. He interpreted the dream of the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh said, when a man has such wisdom, why am I looking for somebody else? The strategy that has to be implemented to save us out of this famine that is coming is this very man who could interpret this dream. And the Bible tells us Joseph got that morning, the Pharaoh gave him a ring. He put his ring on his signet ring on his finger, and you know how significant that is and symbolic. It says they put him in new clothes. They gave him the first chariot. They gave him a mansion. They gave him a wife. I mean, like, what type of job is this? What kind of benefits are these? You get a wife, the priest were a daughter. I mean, same time. And it says he was given the highest position next to Pharaoh in all of Egypt. But how did it start? And I really wanted you to hear me in the spirit this morning. How did it start? It started by him esteeming his gift of interpreting dreams. That is it. Now, sometimes, as I said, people say, oh, but I dream things and they come to pass. Some people become prime ministers because they interpret dreams that come to pass. So I just really want us to discover our gifts, develop our gifts, and deploy our spiritual gifts.
And many would ask, is it possible to have so many gifts? I'm confused. I don't know.
Yes.
So how does it work?
Yeah.
And as we go into those gifts as well, Ma?
Yeah. So I first will start with the gifts of God. And these gifts of God are gifts that I call inherent gifts. They are gifts where a person shows up on the earth, like your children, and you just see this one has a natural leaning for music. They have a natural leaning with numbers. They have a natural, it's yourself as well. You like to speak. When I was growing up, from the age of 5, my parents said, you speak too much, so you're going to be a lawyer. And the Lord told me that. So I'm a prophet in the body of Christ. So the Lord told me, you will make money with your mouth. So there are places where I'm called to be a speaker, and I charge an amount of money, and people pay me for that. There are places where in my corporate marketplace endeavors where I am a facilitator, where I'm a trainer. So I do get paid for speaking, but in the kingdom of God, I'm a prophet, which still is speaking. So you see, because we don't esteem the gift that we've been given, we don't know how that gift translates into our provision. I've dropped the mic right there. You will make money with your
mouth. And you never monetize your gift.
Exactly.
Monetize your gift.
So if you don't even explore or discover your gift, how are you ever going to take your gift to the marketplace? And how would it ever become a source of income to you? How would it ever become a source of provision for you? Your gift is one of the vehicles that God is exactly going to use to bring income to you. You know, it's the Bible says it is God who gives us the power
to get wealth
that he may establish his covenant, which he swore. So he's the, what is the covenant? In blessing, I will bless you, he said to Abraham. In multiplying, he is going to multiply you. You will possess the gates of your enemy and you will be a blessing until all nations of the earth are blessed. So God has a blessing in mind for all of us. So it is important that we discover, develop and deploy our spiritual gifts. So what are those gifts, you ask me? The gifts of God, as I said, it's a natural leaning. So this one, in terms of exploring, is for you to really get to know who you are, for you to get to know what are the things that come naturally to you. You know, some of the one of the questions that people normally, mentors and coaches, would ask you is, what would you do even if you were not paid for it? What is natural to you? What do you enjoy doing? And there's some people, like I said, they've got the gift of hospitality. Naturally, they like to look after people. They like to cook. They like to host people. So there are jobs, and sometimes as I travel around the world, sometimes there are jobs when, you know, somebody serves you in a restaurant, but there's something different about their customer service. There's something different about how they show up as a waiter, as a waitress, to come and serve you. And that's a gift of hospitality. That sets them apart from every other person. Those are the people that get the big tips. Those are the people you walk in, you don't want to tip them. You're going to end up tipping them because income is in their gifting. And they are just living out that natural leaning. So let's read Romans 12, verse 6 to 8. It says, we have different gifts according to the grace that has been given to you. So not only have you got a gift, but there's a grace on it. You naturally do it. Grace means I gracefully do this thing with not a lot of effort, right? So there's some people that can sing. period, right? And they will develop that gift, and that gift will be paid for globally. They will sometimes sing, and they will be known worldwide, like Sinatra or Whitney Houston. They start singing in church, and then all of a sudden, they become these global icons. God has given them that gift. Whitney Houston didn't just train and train and train to get the gift. She already had it. She just developed it and deployed it. And that is what all of us must do.
So it took her to great men.
Listen, your gift will make room for you and make you stand before great men. And it says according to the grace. So you have a gift and you have a grace that's upon that gift. So it says if your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance to your faith. If it is serving, the gift of service. And there's many service industries, hotels, restaurants. There's many, many, many service industries. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is leadership, do it diligently. If it is showing mercy, do it cheerfully. There we see prophecy, serving, teaching, encouragement, giving, leadership, and showing mercy. So there are also certain, like I said, certain careers that are then tied to those gifts. Like if it's showing mercy, for example, people who work in prisons, people who work in hospitals, like nurses, showing mercy. You can definitely see a nurse who has a gift of mercy and the ones that they are there just for the salary, right? So if that is your gift, you will excel in that. You will be a nurse, student nurse today. Tomorrow you will be higher in that position. The next thing you'll be running the ward. The next thing you will be having oversight over a department because you have a natural gift of showing mercy. So I want people to awaken to the spiritual gifts that God has given to you. There are teachers on the line today. You're just teaching. You always, whatever environment you find yourself in, you may be a teacher, children's church. You start there. Then you go and study. Then you become a teacher at school. And then you may be going for higher education and you are teaching. And there are teachers in the body of Christ. There are people who are raised up to teach the word of God. But if you are a teacher, you can be a mentor. You can be a trainer like I am. You can be a learning and development specialist. So your gifts don't end in the church. They start there. They should be submitted there because that's where the grace comes upon you.
Right.
That is where you are deployed and commissioned out by God. And as you go and represent Christ as his ambassador, wherever you go, God will see to it that you will attract the finances, that you will attract the favor, that you will attract the promotion because of the gift. Just like Joseph, wherever he went, when they threw him into the prison, there he was working diligently, and then they made him an overseer there in the prison. Then he finds himself in Potiphar's house. Then Potiphar says, the grace of God is on this man. So he puts him in charge of his house until his wife was after Joseph. Wherever Joseph went, that gift and grace that was with him, everybody could see it. Whether he's a foreigner in the land, and some people, I'm encouraging those who may be foreigners in this land, and you're thinking you're never going to break through. If the grace of God is upon your life, they can't keep you down. Joseph went from Egypt, from his home, where he was thrown into the pit by his brothers, all the way to Egypt, and he became a prime minister in a foreign land. Daniel was carried also from his land into slavery in Babylon, and he became a ruler there. He was one of the king's advisors in a foreign land because the grace and gift of God was upon him. The Bible tells us there was a spirit of excellence upon Daniel, and he stood out. That was his point of distinction because God was in him and God was working through him. So these are why these gifts are so important. So we must not lowly esteem the gift that God has given to you, no matter what it is. You see, I was talking about the gift of serving, service. Jesus came to show us servant leadership. He said, I'm washing the disciples' feet. So that humility that he's shown, yet he is the King of Kings, yet he is the Lord of Lords. And he was the same one who was washing their feet, and God exalted him to the highest place. We now hear that he's at the right hand of the Father. So if you esteem your gift, if you do your God assignment the way God has want you to do it, instead of saying, I want to be a prophet though. No, but I see Prudence is doing this. This is what I want to do. No, you humble yourself. Say, Lord, I thank you. And there was a time when I had to do this. I said, Lord, I would never choose a prophet. Never, never, not in a million years. No, no, no. People like pastors more. So we would want to be, and I was a teacher of the word for a long time.
Yes.
But I wanted to do that. And at some point I realized, Prudence, you have to humble yourself and take the gift that God has given to you.
Uh-huh.
And so I tell my children, God has chosen me for this gift, and God has chosen this gift for me. So because God has all knowledge, let me humble myself and esteem this gift that God has chosen for me. Because I didn't go to shop for this gift. He has given it to me. So I humbled myself, and now I go all around the world.
Mm.
And people acknowledge the gift of prophecy and the office of the prophet that I function in, because it is a gift that God has given to me.
Now, somebody asked the question about challenges to say, are then our challenges attached to our giftings? If you are an encourager, for example, you've been called into the ministry of encouraging others, are you going to be facing challenges that are going to force you to learn and be sharpened in that area?
Brilliant question. Who asked that question?
Me.
Brilliant question. She's brilliant. So brilliant question, because I always tell people, so the gift, can you see here's a gift of giving in this passage of scripture that I've read. A lot of the time when people come to the marketplace, they will tell me, Prophet, the biggest challenge I have is in the area of my money.
Yes, my finances.
Because they will say, I'm a kingdom financier. I know God has called me to sow money into the kingdom so the gospel can be advanced. But my finances never. My business is going down. I'm unemployed. I'm retrenched. And I tell them, where the area of your gifting is, that is going to be your battleground. Why? Because the enemy wants you to doubt that God has given you that gift. So that will be the area where you are challenged the most. So my own, obviously, will be in the area of prophecy, would be in the area of my function, where I function as a prophet. So we must win that battle. And that is why David, you know, David was called as a king, and he was anointed long time. He was anointed as a
as
young
a boy.
Man. It took 15 years. And what was that 15 years? It was all the battles. It was all the grooming, all the training, all the mentorship. And the Bible tells us that he had to fight the lion, he had to fight the bear, he had to fight Goliath, and all the way to the throne.
Even fight the king.
He didn't
fight the king
He survived that one. Yeah, he just survived that one.
But the king was seeking to kill him.
Absolutely. All the way to the throne.
Yeah.
So that is your battleground. So as believers, you, Sibongile was starting by talking about those weapons that I say we must employ in the marketplace. Prayer is one of the big ones. So you are going to have to pray through, because God has indeed given you that gift. And that will be your area of battle, where you have to fight and face your battles. But when you win those battles, you are going to be able to stand in that place and say, indeed, God has given to me. God has given me this gift, and is giving glory to God. And your finances will come right. Let me tell you, it will come right. If God has called you as a kingdom financier, and you are able to stand in church, stay plugged in, plug into places where people can groom you, train you, pray with you, support you, you will indeed stand in a place where people will one day look, and they don't know what you've gone through. Like myself today as an ambassador.
People don't know
that I was born in the township of Galeshewe many years ago, didn't have electricity, outside toilets, all of that. And today I am an ambassador. And I sometimes also think, Lord, I would not have dreamt this in a million years. How did I become an ambassador to the United Nations? Is because there's a gift. And so today I use my mouth again. When we are then, we're deliberating on issues of nations, I'm still using my mouth, the gift that God has given to me. So I'm asking you again, highly esteem that gift, even if it is just dreams.
Okay.
God has given it to you. Your money is in your gift.
Oh, my. Carol and Bezede note is like, she's echoing what you said.
Amen.
Yeah. Esteem. Amen. She starts with amen.
Yes.
Esteem your God-given gift.
Thank you, Carol Ann.
We're coming back. Let's take a break.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihlanga emihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, hakamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Oh my, we are kept by grace, we are kept by the word, and everybody's asking themselves, how do they live? And it's because we are kept by God's awesome grace. That is Pastor Ndududzo Matse Bayazibuza, and we are sitting on exactly 17 minutes just before 11. I just want to emphasize that on the 29th of June 2024 from 9 to 3, there is a Marketplace Champions Conference taking place in Sandton with Mama Prudence Muchumi and awesome other speakers. Make sure that you do register for that. And it's free. It's a free one. You're starting business. You want to be in business. You're working. You're a professional person. This is for you. You're a teacher. You're a lawyer. You're a doctor. You are whatever that you are doing, wherever, where you are at, where God has placed you. This is for you. Yes. You're a speaker, you're an entrepreneur, whatever. Born, you wash shoes. There, I love these ones that would take our sneakers and clean them up.
Ah! In fact, right next to the venue, there is a business like that.
Is it?
Right there. So you can bring those sneakers. I'm advertising his business for free.
So even if
I've taken my sneakers there. Yeah.
And you can be part of this.
Absolutely.
It's a day for networking. But we're talking spiritual gifts today with Prudence Muchumi. Let's hear what Sis Pindile has got to say to us.
Morning, Spongile.
Hi, Sis Pindi.
Sis Pindi. Now I'm prophesying, me too. Yeah, because I'm listening to you and it's just a confirmation.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing... Yeah, I've got... I'm doing many things, Spongile. I'm a teacher at church.
Yeah.
I'm assisting disability. I'm active in many ways.
Yo.
I'm evangelist. Yeah, I'm doing many things. Ne?
Yeah.
But now, yeah, I can say that this is our year.
Yeah.
While the world is confused, there is a confusion. There is a collusion.
Amen.
And us is our time. God say, destiny. I must say, this is our time.
Mm.
To start our business, I've already started. Mine is busy on pipeline.
Okay.
But I think next week, I'm going to tell you, Spongile, that it's wow.
We can't wait to hear.
I find a white girl. We are starting a small business.
Okay.
So God is doing new things with us.
Mm.
I just want to say that don't be afraid. As Prophet was saying, that thing came to me that say, what are you having in your hand?
Mm.
Yeah. So I'm starting. I have already. We are waiting to advertise that thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But what I'm saying that I got. Yeah. Yeah. Let us go forward.
Yes, forward we go. Pambili.
And I want to say this to you, Sis Pindi. I want to say, don't ever use small again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't say a small business. No, it's not small. You're starting a business.
Amen.
Period. That's no it. Small business. Because if you say Amen. Small, it will remain small. Mm-hmm. We want it to grow bigger. We Amen. Want it to make a change in countries, not Amen. Only in South Africa. So, Bon, it's not small. And the excitement, Ma, on her voice.
I know. She says, I'm prophesying. We are prophesying into your business this morning. Thank you so much, Ispindi, for calling in. And in fact, just take that step of faith. That's it. God just wants us, the just shall live by faith. So as you've set yourself to set up that business, and you said to us, by the 29th of June, I hope you can make it to the conference.
Hey, I got feed.
You can come and greet me and tell me, Sis,
this is the business.
This is it. This is my card. And we are rooting for you. We are cheerleading for you because it's time for Kingdom Entrepreneurs to arise. I am prophesying here today. It is time for Kingdom Entrepreneurs to arise. It's time for women business leaders to arise. It is time for young people, the youth, entrepreneurs to arise. There's something that God has put inside of you, and the world is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed.
It's time for the revelation.
Amen.
Wow. Our time always.
I don't understand though. Yeah. We just started.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Okay. So how much time? So I just want to see. Let me talk about the gifts of Jesus, because those are easy and we all know them.
We have let me say how many minutes? We got 3 minutes for
three
that.
3 minutes. Mm. Okay. So the gifts of Jesus is in Ephesians 4 verse 11 to 13. There it says some are given to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. So I'm encouraging you, if God has called you to stand before behind the pulpit and minister there, be effective in that place, in that marketplace, in the pulpit, in church, so that the people who are listening to you Sunday after Sunday can know that God has called them to the marketplace where they are functioning every single day, and God wants to bless them right there. So be an effective apostle, an effective prophet. Stand on the as a watchman on the wall to prophesy to people, to tell them the will of God, that God wants to bless them, God wants to prosper them, God wants to get glory through their lives. And the same with the evangelists. Go out there. Don't lock yourself in the church. The pastor, encourage the people that are coming for prayers, for counseling all the time. Pastor, I don't have money. My business is breaking down. I don't have a job. It's the pastor's job to encourage those people that God wants you to be in the marketplace. And again, for the teachers, so that we know what God has made available to us.
All right. The summit, the conference.
The conference, saints of God, you know, at the Business Empowerment Seminar, the Lord was saying that my people don't even know that I want them to be wealthy. So we really want, the reason why we're talking constantly about stewarding kingdom wealth, that it's all here. The money is here. The resources are here on the earth. And God wants you to walk in kingdom wealth. So come to this conference. Come and talk to the marketplace champions that are already there, that are going through challenges. And they are going to share with you insights of how do they survive in the marketplace? How are they thriving in the marketplace? What are the keys? What are the principles that they are using? What is God's economy? How do I get out of this volatile economy of the world and get into God's economy? So on the 29th of June at 9 a.m. sharp, and actually be there at 8:30, right? So we can start our networking ahead of time. On the 29th of June at 9 at 133 First Road, Lynbrough Park, Santon, we are going to be there speaking on the theme Stewarding Kingdom Wealth, and we want you to contact our office line to make your booking, book your seat, and also to book your exhibition table so we can see your gifts, your products, your services, your books. Come and showcase them there on that day, because we want to give visibility to your businesses already. So our WhatsApp line is 063-361-4417. 063-361-4417. On all our social media, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, it's International Marketplace Summit. We are also on Instagram on marketplacesummit.online. And we are also on the on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. There you can also get more details. But when I get off there, I'm waiting for you to call us on 063-361-4417. And I want to just give a shout out to all the IMS partners that are listening. Sitle, Matsepo, Thank you so much for tuning in again this morning.
Thank you so much, Ma, for that. Thank you for loving God's people this way, that you would even give time to even take time. I know Tuesdays and Thursdays, one Thursday a month, the last Thursday of the month, you'd be praying together with the family, those who are in the marketplace. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much for giving yourself for that. May the Lord keep keeping you.
Amen.
The 29th family, don't miss it. It's free. The number again, 063-361-4417. 063-361-4417. I think they are already calling.
I like that.
I am signing out to my family. Next up is Germany Yanni Pelsom with my perspective. And afterwards, Ayanda Nenemba will be with you on Heart to Heart. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Amen. Frank Jacobs, we love you too. Thank you. And bye-bye, family.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.